distinction to the role. Different players, different strokes. But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to throw. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seat to throw.
9 o'clock hour here on WPTF. Excuse us, Helen, has nothing to do with you. Helen's not in the steel business. Although you were an engineer, you'd probably be able to figure out how to build one.
I don't know. I can barely garden anymore, but I love it.
Yeah. So Helen Yost is with us. She's on remote herself in Washington D.C. for a wedding. But I asked her to call for because you got a plant sale coming up and. Tell us some of the plants that you are going to have at the Jocelyn Gardens in Raleigh.
Well, we have a lot of plants that we're sharing from the garden, including hellebores, lots of hellebores, and we left the flowers on so you could see what colors they were. We have babies from the Chinese windmill palm that Mrs. Jocelyn got from her mother.
Oh, wow.
From South Carolina. Yeah. So
I love windmill palms. And if you want to feel like you're at the beach, plant one in your yard.
That's a fun plant.
Yeah, it is, because it's very hardy.
Well, I have one, too. I bought it as a house plant 20 years ago, and it is a showstopper.
Yeah. The is it the seeds or I don't
star.
Know if the flowers, the yellow flowers, or whatever it is that's very unusual. It looks like something from another planet. Right now on mine.
It does.
Yeah. But they have a lot of year-round interest.
As my palm has grown taller and taller, I remember that ugly thing that scared me to death used to be about waist high. Now I can't reach it.
No. And
so what, does that produce seeds, Helen, or what is it?
It seeds, and then we dug them up and potted them up last year. So, I mean, they're only about 6 inches tall, but they will take off.
Wow.
You know, very hard to find, and also hard to find are bear's breeches.
So you've got the windmill palms and you got hellebores. What else have you got?
Bear's breeches, the mollusk acanthus, they are gorgeous. And you get really hard to find. And I donated them to the Jocelyn Garden for the garden and for the sale. So we've got some really nice starts on that. And if you can find them, it's hard to find. So place to get them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, when is the sale going to be? And you'll need to tell us how to get to the Jocelyn Gardens.
Okay. It is a week from today. From 9 to noon, so April 20th from 9 to noon, and it's at the Jocelyn Garden, which is actually a city park, and you'll see a city park sign. We ask that you park in the street. We have volunteers with the Gardeners of Wake County that will help you select plants, help carry them to your car, and just be all-around good gardening friends to talk to. And we are located on 2431 West Lake Drive in Raleigh. West Lake is a funky little place where you have Lake Drive, you have East Lake, you have West Lake. East and West are parallel, separated by another little city park that's very unknown. It's owned by the city, not necessarily a park. But so it's just beautiful there. The whole area is beautiful. The whole area loves azaleas, I can tell you that. You'll get an eyeful just driving through the neighborhood. But when you come to the Jocelyn Garden, it's the most unique place, honestly, to visit in Raleigh. And we're improving it every day. I'm only there 3 days a week, and I work with dedicated volunteers, including monthly with the Gardeners of Wake County. We are so fortunate that I'm not the only one that loves this garden as much. So do our volunteers to make it a beautiful place for visitors to come.
Well, for folks like me who can't remember addresses, and you're looking it up on your mapping app, it's Joslin. Joslin Garden. Joslin. I didn't know how to spell it when I first heard of it, and you helped me, Helen, with that. But that's the way to look it up, Joslin.
I am so glad you said that, because I run into that all the time. People spell it with a Y or however.
Yeah.
Girls.
And I just did that on my Google app, and that was the first thing that came up was Joslin Garden.
Yeah.
So it's.
And I wrote a review on Google Maps that you can read.
Yeah. Such a beautiful place.
I gave it 5 stars.
Thank you. And, you know, we had a nice article, and, of course, I wrote it, but.
Well, it darn well better be if you wrote it.
We would expect nothing less.
That's right.
And the Walter magazine in the March issue. So if you can Google that, it really gives you a wonderful history, a short one, but a wonderful history of William and Mary Joslin and their conservation to Raleigh and leaving this land to the people.
Yeah.
Mr. Joslin had a very wonderful sister named Nell Joslin, who for years was a hostess in a restaurant called the Upstairs Room, which was downtown Raleigh.
Did she sing?
She was such a lovely, lovely lady. She'd see somebody coming at the bottom of the stairs and say, "Okay, here comes Rufus Edmiston." And I'd love to go over there because
she announced you.
She was a good announcer.
How about that?
That's Mr. Joslin's sister, Nell, who's no longer with us, like the Joslins are not.
Once you do your plant shopping and the Gardeners of Wake County can help get them loaded, come on back up and tour our 4.3 acres. It is a place of rest. It's not. You can bring your dogs on a leash. It's not a place with swing sets or anything like that. But bring your children, because it's about nature.
Yeah, and we owe a lot to the Joslins for making it possible for that land to be preserved, because that could have been 4 acres could have been a whole neighborhood over there in a very expensive part of Raleigh.
It could have, and they had the foresight. And when you read the article, and just a quick sharing, Mr. Joslin had foresight when he was a young boy. He used to play in what's now Oberlin Village. And he saw it become what it became. And that's how he got his start in conservation, that he wanted to be able to one day conserve a place. So when he and Mary went to look for property, they found this on what was the outskirts of Raleigh in 1950 and built their home, added on to it many times. They had 6 children. And then decided it's got a triangle land conservancy easement, cannot be built on. So it's definitely worth a look and a set.
Well, and thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a good time at the wedding today and a safe trip home.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
You're always welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Helen Yost, the author. She's written several books and a lot of articles over the years, and I suppose she is, I don't know what her title is, but I suppose the curator of the Joslin Gardens.
Yeah, and she's been a great, great help to the J.C. Ralston Arboretum.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener at WPTF. We're at the place to be. Apparently, people keep coming in here at, and I see a lady registering over there for thousands of dollars worth of prizes, like bay and bow windows and storm door, and all of these are custom made. And they have quality products here, and they are custom made, so you can't beat that. They're going to fit every time, or they will make sure that it fits. But they all measure pretty well. All of these guys when they come to your house, and there's some. I see Danny Newman walking around. He's, I don't know if he's been there the longest or Dallas. Sammy probably the owner, started with Jeff Monsignor, and Jeff's dad started this company in 1960. So there's a long history.
That here. Makes a difference. That
when it really
when
does.
When you're dealing with, you know, a big project that's going
right.
to, you know, be an investment in your home, having a company that's been in business for that kind of history
yeah.
makes a difference.
Certainly does. And it makes a difference to your lawn and garden if you use something like Black Cow, a great compost. So some call it the perfect compost. When you buy a bag of Black Cow in that big yellow bag, you're helping the environment. The process that they use is to help repurpose manure, so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn and you know, everything else. And believe me, anybody in this business is apt to be perfect in themselves in repurposing manure, I would say. And Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients than my broadcasting, that is. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients than microbes and garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Why do you seem to be so conversant and adaptive when you speak about spreading manure and repurposing?
That's something I have become very talented in. I think I have a talent for that. Maybe the only talent I have is spreading goodwill and manure. So we'll talk more about other things. And less about that.
You've got our friend Carter. Looks like he's got some kind of knowledge when you get time to it.
Yeah, I don't know where he went. I think he went over there to register for. We lost right. him from that. We do need to talk to him.
He's got some books with him.
He always does.
What intrigues me. And well, he is a librarian, though.
He is
right?
a librarian. So he knows we get some interesting emails from him pointing out things. Do we have Carter use that? Yeah. Well, Carter, come over here and sit over here a second and talk. Yeah. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I happened to cut on the show this morning, and I happened to hear the Bard of the Yard, Rufus Edmiston, waxing poetically.
Bard of the Yard.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's we need to, I need to write that
that's
down.
A good one.
Bard of the Yard.
I knew Rufus was a man of many talents, but I knew he was a Renaissance man, but poet as well.
That's good. You know. So how's everything at the library?
Well, things are going well, Mike. We're just getting off of just 2 weeks ago. We had a very widely attended, we had a greatly attended symposium. And looking at the history and the legacy of African Americans in horticulture and gardening.
Oh, nice.
And so we were fortunate enough to have with us Anne, the granddaughter of Anne Spencer. The Anne Spencer Garden is in Lynchburg, Virginia. Anne Spencer was a Harlem Renaissance poet and librarian. And her granddaughter, Sean Spencer Hester, was with us. And we had several other persons that were there, Abra Lee, Justin Robinson. We had a number of persons that came out. And I think we may have had close to 500 people online, virtual attendance from across the country. And we probably had close to about 250 people who were in-house.
Hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Which library is this?
The Durham County Library.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
So where was this held?
It was held at the Haytai Heritage Center on Fayetteville Street.
Yeah. Is this going to be an annual?
We hope so.
Yeah,
we hope
I mean, it so. Sounds like it was successful.
Yeah, yes, it was. You know, and I think that maybe And I was looking at the Weekend Gardener magazine, and I said, you know, I think I'd better put in a pitch to try to talk to Michael or Rufus or someone about helping to come in next year to be one of our sponsors.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Triangle Gardener. The Triangle Gardener, they were one of our sponsors this year. North Carolina Botanical Garden, Sarah B. Duke Gardens, quite a few other people. So we had a wonderful time.
Is there an actual garden there that you worked out of for the symposium, Carter?
Well, the actual – well, no. The whole idea was to introduce gardening and heroes and heroines of gardening that many people were not aware of. But it brought together a great cross-segment of Durham's community, well, and people from all over, because there were people who drove in from South Carolina. People came from Virginia and other places. So it was just – it was our first time doing it. We were not really sure – how it would turn out, but we were pleasantly surprised by the attendance and also by the interest.
Yeah, people love gardening. I mean, very few people I know who don't at least want to know how to garden or love plants. Maybe they don't feel the need to or the desire to get out and work soil, but they appreciate the beauty of plants, especially this time of year.
Yes.
I'm glad it was successful.
Yeah, we had a great time. And I don't know, did you see there was a wonderful article that was in the Our State magazine? I think it was last month's issue. And they were talking about the Davy Poplar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very familiar with that Davy
Poplar. I was about to say, that's at Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
On the UNC campus.
I have an offspring. Years ago, they had a Davy Poplar to give to a school child
yes.
from all 100 counties. And I happened to be over there that day, and I said, can I have one?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Davy Poplar that's in my woods at home.
Wow. Yeah, I thought that was quite unique.
Wow.
You know, all counties, all you know, school children from every county in North Carolina.
Yes. Well, now, that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about the same one that...
That I think Dean Smith was there.
I think the picture
was Dean Smith.
Yes.
So it's...
There should be a Davy Poplar prodigy in every single county if they lived, and if the kids that got one planted them.
So it's still on the UNC campus?
Yes, the original one,
yeah.
Yeah.
So is it...
It's what... aging. They've got... some braces on it. And
that's
like that.
That's on the that's near Franklin Street, green area. I don't remember what that's called.
But the first thing you should know when you go to Chapel Hill, the Davy Poplar.
Yeah, and the old well.
Yeah, the old well.
And I don't know, there are a few other things. Some beautiful buildings.
It used to be the subway, which was down underneath.
Where
you could get those real, not Subway, Ratskeller.
Oh, the Ratskeller. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah
the Ratskeller.
Yeah. That was Amber Alley.
Yes.
I guess Amber Alley is still there. I don't know if there are any businesses there.
Yeah.
But that was a big part of, that was the main part of Franklin Street to me. You know, all those clothing stores and the intimate bookshop and the drugstore, which is still there. And Huggins Hardware.
Unfortunately, I saw that the drugstore is going to close.
Sutton's, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
And what it was football. Andy Griffith was asked about that. He said he came up with that driving to a night. He was performing somewhere in Raleigh. He was driving on 54, and he thought about a joke that Mr. Huggins told him. And about his experiences playing in the band, he played sousaphone in the band.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, I guess a sousaphone smaller. But he played that in the band and about his experiences over there. So I don't know what Mr. Huggins' joke was, but he said it was a little off color.
Uh-huh.
And so that's where he got the idea for what it was football that made him famous.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'd like to know, what are your favorite gardening books as a librarian?
Oh,
you must have some Good recommendations.
Well, of course, you know, you have to start with Elizabeth Lawrence, you know, and I tend to look at some of the historical books. Mm-hmm. Penelope Hobhouse, you know, definitely. Mm-hmm. Hayward, who has done a series of gardening books, et cetera. And, you know, so there are just so many that come out. But I think I really do lean towards some of the more historical gardens. Mm-hmm. Of course, now we're not doing any Gertrude Jekyll planting or anything like that, but, you know, particularly here in the South. But you know, I do enjoy reading about the Sissinghurst and the cottage gardens of England, mm-hmm. et cetera. So.
Neat. Yeah.
Very good.
You spoke about Elizabeth Lawrence.
Got about 30 seconds.
My home garden, she visited that, according to the people that first lived there, and I just wonder if she ever left them any plants.
Yep.
Hey, that would be nice. Yeah. Like John Harris. I know who the people that live where John Harris lived
right.
and all that yard. Ooh, man. So it's really something to keep up. So we're at the Aluminum Company, progressing quickly. We're getting close here to the 9:30 mark. Coming up, we'll take your calls and talk with Sammy Hanna here in a minute about all that's going on here at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. We'll be back. We'll talk to Sammy Hanna, owner of the company. We're going to talk to Billy out at the farmer's market, too. But, Sammy, I'm amazed. Early in the morning, people start driving in here. And I understand you had a great day yesterday, too. A lot of people coming in and having a good time.
Well, Mike, it doesn't hurt that we've got great weather.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful out. And it's just a great day to just come out and just enjoy the company here. And like I said, you're here. We're here. My sales reps are here. We've got manufacturers reps here. Everybody's got Bojangles biscuits right now, and we're going to have food trucks here around 11 o'clock. So it's just a great time to come out and get together.
So many people, you have quite a display here. I see some of your salespeople and representatives walking around with customers, and they can open doors and play with windows. And
it's the old saying we've always said, just come out and kick the tires. Even if you just want to put your hands on the product, see how they operate. We've got Okna windows. We've got Pervia doors. We've got canvas awnings, aluminum awnings. We've got everything here on display for you to see, all the different types of shingles, metal roofing. You don't get the same sense when we come to your house and you've got a piece of a window and a little sample window that's 20 by 30.
Right.
You come out here and you got a full-size window, a full-size door. You can actually see the glass in the door as opposed to looking at it in a brochure. It's just you get a different experience coming out here. Every door in our office, we've switched to a Pervia door. And so you go to all the offices within the facility, and they're actually doors that we sell.
And you can touch and feel how easily they move and close. And
you can open them, slam them, do whatever you want with them. Come on out and just have a good time.
Same with the windows. They can open for cleaning if you clean your windows. Some people just get somebody else to do it, but you know, if you, as long as you clean your windows, they're much easier to clean with the type of windows you have here.
Yeah, we have with the new tilt-in sashes, you can clean them from the inside without having to set up a ladder from the outside or anything. We make it easy for all the homeowners that want to clean their windows.
Right, and there's with the windows and doors, noise insulation, and of course the elements outside.
Technology's come a long way, Mike, and the energy efficient windows now. Keep your cool in when it's when you want to keep your air conditioning in, and keep the hot out when it's that time of year. So technology's come a long way. Air infiltration in windows has gotten so much better. We've got ratings and energy standards for all that here that we can go over with you. This is the time to look at window shopping. If you got old single pane windows and you want to enhance the energy efficiency in your home, we can definitely educate you on that.
And you have different types of siding displays here and roofing. So, like, there's some copper that I see over there.
We still do copper roofing.
Yeah, I see a lot of copper in some of the newer houses. I mean, you know, fairly high-priced houses, but what house is it now?
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it's been more and more decorative now on bay windows
really
and bow windows
it.
And valleys on roofs.
Right.
We do it quite often for valleys and roofs. So it creates an accent to your roofing.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's very durable. It's light, but it's very durable. Anything for the exterior of your home.
Anything for the exterior of your home. If you're just wanting to learn about some product or want to just get some advice on home improvements at your home, come out. We're here to educate you.
Yeah. Well, lots of food. The food trucks will be out here about what time?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
And ice cream truck will be here around the same time. And
ice cream truck, does it have a little bell or does it play music or something?
I think they won't. They don't turn the music on here because they're stopped. But I can have them put them on for you if you want them to, Mike.
I appreciate that. We used to chase the ice cream. We'd get so excited when the ice cream truck would come.
Yep. And definitely while everybody's here, put their name in for the drawing. First prize is a $2,500 gift certificate. Second prize is $1,500. Third is $1,000. And fourth is $500. So it'll help with your home improvement needs.
Certainly will. Excellent. Thank you very much, Sammy.
Thank you for coming out.
Talk to you more coming up. You're listening to the Weekend Gardener on WPTF. Brother Billy is out at the State Farmers Market, and it's a gorgeous day out there too. Billy, how are you today, my friend?
I am doing just great.
So have you gotten everything straightened out, everything paved and building number one there, the farmer's building, all replenished?
Yes, sir. Everything's open and clean and got some nice asphalt coming into the market, and everybody by that side of the building is all nice and fresh.
That's wonderful. Now, you have asparagus out there. I had some a couple of nights ago. I love asparagus. And my wife had some last night when we went out to eat. Very popular vegetable for this time of year. I'm sure you have plenty of that, and strawberries, too.
Plenty of strawberries. Everywhere you look down there, there's strawberries.
Oh, that means that everywhere you sniff, you'll smell strawberries then. That's good.
That's right.
That smells like spring. Of course, they're a little early this year, aren't they?
Well, it's a little bit warm this year versus one of the years that had a lot of cold. Was it time?
So what else you got under the farmer's shed this morning?
Well, out under the tent, we got cookie people, and we got German bakers, and we have 3-2-1 coffee under the tent today. They have a little booth set up outside.
That's a great idea. So they have two locations out there.
They have two locations today, or for this weekend. So,
that's NC State University. Some business students there started that company a few years ago, and they have been very successful. They were on the folks who started it were on the Today Show, and you know, it's they have folks working for them who have special needs, and it's giving them a chance in life, and it's just all around a great business model. And buy some. My church buys all their coffee. We believe me, on Sundays we drink a lot of coffee in that church. So we buy all our coffee from 3-2-1, and you can buy it in bulk, but your business can, and you can certainly buy it individually. They roast their own beans.
Billy, you must have an awful lot of spring produce coming in from the farmers. What you got in the selection this time of year?
Oh, so we've got we still have a lot of potatoes, and this morning I walked by and seen a big old head of broccoli where it was just smiling at me. We have happy produce out here, evidently. And we have the carrots and onions and still all types of greens. We have spinach coming in. Had some spinach come in this morning. Carrots, radishes, and Brussels sprouts. Tomatoes are coming in. Cucumber.
Wait a minute. You don't have any tomatoes out of the field, do you?
No, I don't feel yet. I don't.
Okay. All right, Billy. I want to keep you honest.
I think Rufus was going to leave the show earlier.
He was going to come out.
Of course, I'm driving. I don't know.
I I'm getting ready to go plant mine right now.
He was going out on Hamlin Road and Thumbhole.
Hey, look, this time of year, I'll be glad to take a greenhouse tomato.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you can get a North Carolina-grown greenhouse tomato versus, you know, something that's been shipped in from somewhere, absolutely, 100%.
Oh, my Give it goodness, to me. Yes. And the farmers in North Carolina have become so good at growing them in the greenhouse now.
Yeah.
Oh, I had the other day a Better Boy greenhouse grown, and it was pretty doggone good. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, I think the old varieties are coming back. Better Boy, some of the things that we knew when I was a child is about all you ever heard of was the Better Boy, Bigger Boy, Bigger Girl, Little Girl. I know all of them.
Big Bone Girl. Big Bone Boy.
Yeah. 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 Yes, there is. Variety Girl.
Well, one of my favorite summer produce is squash.
Squash.
Change the subject.
I never met a girl named Squash.
I love that early spring squash that comes in. Saute that up with a little onions and butter. Mm, that's good stuff.
Do you like kale?
Kale, yeah.
Oh,
kale. Kale's good, too.
Don't say it like that, Paul. Well, Rufus doesn't like kale, but we're moving toward.
We've got bok
nirvana with kale. You know, a little. You got to add cook it in some olive oil. I don't know what that. We had somebody on that talked about. They gave us a good recipe.
Yeah, and they. I was talking about that. Some kind of a greenery that I can't even remember last week that has red stalks, not rhubarb.
Oh, Swiss chard.
Swiss chard.
Yeah.
And I did do what the person said with the Swiss chard.
How'd it taste?
Mixed it with some spinach. And I put enough other stuff in there that it was good.
What did you put in there?
Probably bacon, butter.
Bacon, yeah. Yeah. Bacon, hamburger. Well, that will certainly do it.
It's sort of like mixing rhubarb with strawberry pie.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
If you can taste more of the strawberries than you do the rhubarb, I never have understood that one.
Me neither. So, Billy, up in the market shops, they got a lot of stuff going on.
We do. You got the bakery, that good-smelling cinnamon bread up there, and cookies and pies. You know, local raised different types of meat, you know, poultry, beef, pork, wine. That probably would make bok choy.
Billy's got the idea.
Yeah.
Bok choy and wine.
Oh, yeah.
And 321 has their main place up there.
Yeah, and 321 has their main place, and got the grill where you can grab a Rufus dog, and that wine will go with that too, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, you cannot beat the taste and the experience of locally raised beef and chicken and pork. You know, it's been raised right here in North mm-hmm. Carolina. You just can't beat it. So definitely, when you're up at the market shops, look at the.
Yeah, try
local
some of
meat,
that. And eggs, fresh eggs.
Oh, gosh.
There was an elderly couple several weeks ago selling eggs. They had carton after carton after carton, and we bought some. Mm-hmm. There's such a difference in home-raised eggs.
It's night and day.
Do you have chickens?
We do not.
Yeah. I guess Johnny does. Johnny Coley.
Johnny probably does. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. The yolk is the telltale sign.
Yeah.
Darkest yolk in the home.
Yellow, yeah.
Homegrown.
And the freshness.
It's just a difference in taste. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, do business with local farmers as much as you can. Billy, you have, in addition to the Market Grill, there are two award-winning restaurants that are right there on the campus.
We do. We have probably some of the best seafood in the state and some of the best biscuits and molasses and just everything, ham and sausage, and they have fried chicken, stuff like that too.
Okay.
I'm going to have to brag about the homemade chicken salad at the farmer's market restaurant.
Oh, really it good. Is awesome.
Yeah, When I was out there and had dinner with Monica, had lunch with Monica and Benson Garden Club, one of the Benson Garden Club, a lot of ladies there. I had chicken. I think it was chicken salad. It was a pita, maybe. I don't know. It was really good.
I have not tried that.
I did have the chicken salad.
It's really, really
and
good.
Normally, I eat the breakfast because I love their breakfast out there. But that's one of the first times in a long time I've had lunch, and it was excellent. Mm. Melissa likes the mixed vegetable plate out there. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. Especially as we start getting into summer and all those fresh vegetables. So, yeah, great. And you have Logan's coming. Really exciting news. We're so happy for Josh and the family connection with the old Downtown Boulevard Farmers Market and the long history there, 60 years coming up next year. So, you got it all out there except for a Ferris wheel and maybe the commissioner.
Mike, I'd like to mention all our plants are in.
Oh yeah! I was going to get to that too. I missed them on our trip up to the market shops.
Yeah,
we
made a detour.
We sure did. Yeah, and they I'm sure that is an extravaganza down there.
It is all the pretty colors. I was going through there looking at the Gerber daisies and the begonias, jumping off the table. Looked like all the different herbs. I was down there with Johnny looking at his herbs. They had, I guess, sorrel. S-O-R-E-L. And I asked him, I said, what's that? Because I don't know what it is. You know, he was like, he told me what country it originally came from and that it was something that had a sour taste and you could make soup out of it.
And what's the name of it again?
I guess sorrel. S-O-R-R-E-L.
Oh.
It was like a big leaf, probably a couple inches wide and probably
sorrel or sorrel?
14 inches long.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Had a real sour taste in the English."
You got any of that in your yard, Rufus?
I'm drawing.
I was hoping we could have soup today.
No, we can't do it.
Well, there's a little weed called sorrel.
I don't even know what it is.
Red sorrel. I wonder if it's related to that.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking of. It might be
form of that.
What if it's weed?
Because that
I've
is edible. That is edible.
Yeah, if it's a weed, I've got it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We have some dandelion soup.
By the way, I want to mention. You've heard me mention on this show, Creasy Greens. Well, Gerald grew me some.
How were they?
They're not big enough yet. I don't have a
creek. Oh, so you're still growing.
I don't have a creek bank to put them on, but I have a whole flat, which I want to share with some people. And I put some in a big pot, and you cook them like collards.
Yeah.
But you mentioned something like that to Gerald, and he's going to get on it.
Yeah, he's got greenhouse after greenhouse now.
And I'm sure he's still there today because, it's not quite time to plant tomatoes.
He starts running out toward the end of April. He starts running out of
well, you know what,
all
Gerald,
of that stuff.
Gerald is in favor of planting early. Yeah. You know, you look at the data and, we say frost-free date April 20, April 30, something like that. But, looking at the long-range forecast, it's
going to be pretty warm this
week. It's a reasonably good bet to go ahead and get some of those plants at the farmer's market that you might be thinking, should I wait?
Rufus was thinking about putting out a tomato today.
Yeah, I've got a lot of buckets I can use to cover them if it comes along. I moved all my house plants out yesterday.
It's not a bad bet.
Yeah.
And
it's a nice day to do it.
And you might win.
You might
win big time.
Well, growing things sometimes are, especially vegetables, especially tomatoes, are certainly a challenge. Mm-hmm. So.
But I have noticed one thing, Paul. Until the ground warms up, that tomato's going to stay the same size that it is.
Right.
No matter if you put one in there with little bitty tomatoes on it, it's not going to do anything, but it gets warmer, and it's never going to bloom before, give you a crop before about August.
Yeah. Fair point.
I wasn't trying to contradict you. I like to get it in the ground.
Oh, let's go ahead and have an argument. I don't care.
Not with an expert.
I'm not debating Rufus Edmiston. I'm sorry.
Now, if you want to talk about,
I yield.
I wouldn't debate him.
If you want to talk about Hereford cattle, or something like beef judging, I can do that. But not with Paul McKenzie on anything to do with horticulture.
I yield.
Well, he's retired now. Billy, y'all open 7 days a week. You can find most anything you want out there. A lot of good people too.
Yes, sir. Hey, a lot of information, a lot of good products, a lot of great people.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Always nice talking to you.
Nice talking to y'all. Y'all come see you.
We shall.
We will.
All right. That's Brother Billy out at the State Farmers Market here at WPTF. We're at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. You know, Hummingbird Scouts are out looking for fueling stations, so drop by Wild Birds Unlimited and get what you need. Celebrate our friends at Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh have given us a high-perch hummingbird feeder and a bottle of nectar and 20-pound bag of their no-mess seed to keep the other birds happy. To enter to win, just click on the banner on WPTF.com or go to our contest page at WPTF.com. You know, like so many of us, when the weather starts warming up, we, all the critters come out, and I Must Garden is there to help rescue you from, the chomping little rabbits and deer, and it's that time of year. Garden's looking good and nice tender vegetation out there. Wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourishing free with nibbled leaves? You've seen that before, trampled flowers. With I Must Garden deer and rabbit repellents, you can make that dream a reality. I Must Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution for your plants, the environment, and you. Repellents are gentle on your garden but tough on your deer and rabbits, so kind of sending them elsewhere to eat. I Must Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying every rainfall or watering. I Must Garden provides protection that stands the test of time so you can spend a lot more time outside and enjoy yourself. Or doing other things. So I Must Garden repellents are available all over the Triangle and beyond, including local garden centers like Down Home Garden Center in Mebane and Westlake Ace Hardware Stores. Protect your garden today with I Must Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. I Must Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. We're the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, and coming up, we'll take more of your calls here on WPTF.